ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios. Our friends at Suburban Chevrolet Cadillac in Ann Arbor have the best sales selection and service around 3515 Jackson Road. And they want you to know that Suburban Chevy rocks Truck Month with huge savings starting now through the end of July. You can celebrate Truck Month with a 2018 Chevy Silverado Double Cab LT. Right now, it's 18% below MSRP. That's $9,000 cash back and no payments for up to 90 days with GMF financing. How about this? Your Silverado will come equipped with power windows and locks, keyless entry, remote start, OnStar, just to name a few of the options. And, of course, you can lease your Silverado for a sizzling payment of $119 a month for this $44,000 vehicle. Or you can start your vacation with all the interior room you could ever need on the open road. With the all-new Chevy Equinox LT, your Equinox would be new from top to bottom. If you're purchasing, you can now save 18% off of MSRP or lease the Equinox for $99 a month. It's just $99 a month for the Chevy Equinox. You can contact Suburban at 734-663-3321. Or online anytime at SuburbanChevyAnnArbor.com. Suburban Chevrolet is located at the corner of Jackson and Wagner Roads on the west side of Ann Arbor, where if you make the drive, they will go out of their way to make you happy. Chevy, find new roads. And Suburban Chevrolet, get on out and make the choice. And so, the decision on, because we'll wrap this up getting into the recruiting roundup, but I'm curious where people are on it. I don't think, Miz, you don't have kids, do you? No kids out there?
Nope.
Not that I know of.
You sure?
Not that I know of, at least. I thought you maybe, as much as you love Detroit, I thought maybe you had maybe a...
I mean, there have been some nights where Daddy got a little saucy, but to my knowledge, I've kept it in the pantalones.
Okay, I got you. All right, so, these are conversations really mostly for parents. Like, what do you do? You have two boys.
Yeah.
One is a college football player now.
Yeah.
One that will be a college football player in a year, knowing that their educations are going to be paid for by participating in football. If you had it to do all over again, would you have made a different choice? Would you have said, no, I don't want my kids playing football, or yes, they can play football, provided that these precautions are in place? Or do you just feel like Larry Fedora is right? Oh, this is overblown.
Of course, he's not right, but it would have made me think very heavily. DeAndre, my oldest.
And by the way, this is Andre Barthel from the MichiganInsider.com. Sorry about that.
No problem. DeAndre, my oldest son, who's at Shadron State, was an outstanding switch hitting baseball player. Who eventually, Dad, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to play football. Okay, cool. He also was a very good basketball player. And he migrated to football. Dante was an outstanding soccer player when he was a youth. And he played basketball, was a very good basketball player, migrated to football. Knowing that they could have probably went in another direction, I would have certainly have thought about it. It would have been a thought for me. I don't know if I would have said no to it. Nope, that's done. It's not going to happen. But it would have had to have been. If you're a parent, it has to be a conversation you not just think about in passing, but you have to seriously think about it. But you brought up a great point.
I'll tell you what.
Getting your school, your education paid for. That's a thought that's going to go in there, too.
And that's obviously not a... not a consideration for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it has changed some things for me.
Yeah.
With my kids, what it is, I was like this with Aaron. I didn't make Aaron play
right
early.
Mm-hmm.
In his group. When he got to high school, it's like, look, all right, you need
time to get out here.
You need to get out there. Yeah. And, not going to have you, it's not like you got to play your entire high school career. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly you have other interests. He was big in the track, so definitely want to encourage that. And by senior year, he was track exclusively, which I had no problem with. But like I said before, you know, there are some lessons that I feel this sport is going to teach you that I want you to have a part of. But it wasn't one of those things where I felt like, all right, I got to have him hitting as a, you know, as a preteen. Now, I'm not saying that people that make that choice are wrong. I'm not saying that at all. I want to be clear. But for me, it was erring on the side of extra caution, because, you know, you have to really be diligent about, you know, who's coaching your kid. And I even more diligent. I mean, all the way through, you have to be very attentive, but especially at that young age where it seems like the qualifications for someone to be called coach are a lot looser.
Very.
When you get to at least in high school, there seemed to be some, the filtering out, the weeding out process seems to be more involved. But, you know, for the very young leagues, you know, the kids that play 7 and 7 through 12, that kind of thing. I mean, this is like a lot of times it's like parents coaching. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I can't. No, I don't want to. That was not something that I was prepared to put him in. And I won't do that with Quincy either, but he's going to play football.
That's going to be interesting with Quincy. You know, listening to your stories about him and how aggressive he is, you know, I don't know how much football he watches now, but, you know, everybody that starts watching it, you get that bug in you. Mm-hmm. You know, you see it and, hey, I want to do that. You know, I want to try that. Hey, Dad, what do they do? What's going on there? You know, because sometimes let's do the baseball thing. Hey, let's try soccer.
Well, Quincy loves to run. I'm sure he's going to be in track. Loves to swim.
Okay.
loves to swim.
So you get, I'm you know, you start him out with other things,
and,
which is good.
And I look, which is good. I'm not, you can only play football. Right. I'm not, that's not me.
Right.
I'm not that dad. I just want him to have some of it in his life.
Right.
And if he likes it enough for it to continue, fine. If he doesn't, that's fine too. But he will have gotten out of it what I want him to get out of by at least participating in it for a period of time. So that's where I am with it. I'm curious where you guys, you parents out there, based on the advances that we have seen in safety. Mm-hmm. And this is one of our Twitter questions for today. Are you still going to let your kid play football? Has it changed your thought process at all when it comes to allowing your kid to play football? Are you going to allow him to play later? Are you going to allow him to play at all? 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio at WTK.com. Or do you think Larry Fedora has a point? That this is all overblown, that the game is under assault, and that if we allow this to continue, this linking of football to CTE, that's going to be the downfall of the sport and the downfall of the country. You talk about hyperbole. I shouldn't color the debate that way. But I
Did you say again the downfall of the country?
That's what he said. That's what he said. It's 7:51 on a Friday.
Wow.
We have to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, it'll be time for the recruiting roundup. If you have recruiting questions, now's the time to get them in. Jake, you're up first on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.